ఇదైతే శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తన. లార్డ్ చైతన్య ఇన్ ప్రాక్టీస్ దిస్ వర్స్. There were eight verses known as Sikkhartha. Sikkha means instruction or stop, eight. This Sikkhartha poetry containing eight verses are very valuable and they are given by Lord Chaitanya for understanding of the whole human society. It was not meant for any particular country or particular society, but it was meant for the whole human race. Lord Chaitanya instructed who are known as Bhārata, who distributed this message throughout the whole world, in every village and every town. In tonight, Bengali was in Chaitanya known. And he also said, Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Hailusha Janma Shatrasuri Paro Paropata. He entrusted his countrymen, means any Indian. Not that because he appeared in Bengal, it was entrusted to the Bengali, but he says that Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Hailusha. On the land of Bharatvarsha, India is known as Bharatvarsha. But as most of you know it, this is after the name of King Bharat. There was a great king, Bharat, who was the emperor of the world. And this planet was named Bharatvarsha, Bharatvarsha. Before that, this planet was known as Ilavadivarsha. But after Maharaj Bharat, this planet was named as Bharatvarsha. But gradually, there was partition, and recently also, there has been partition of India, Hindustan and Pakistan. Similarly, this planet known as Bharatvarsha was partitioned gradually, one after another. So then the other names, Europe, Africa, or America, Germany, these names gradually developed. Actually, the whole planet was known as Bharatvarsha. That you understand from the Vedic history. And there was one king. That king also belonged to Hastinapura, which is called at the present moment New Delhi. Hear about that.
anyway, Lord Chaitanya entrusted to spread this message to the Indians. Bharat Bhumi pe Manushya Dharma Hailaja. There are many kinds of living entities. There are men, there are animals, there are birds, bees, trees, aquatic, all of them are living entities. But he is entrusting to the manushya. Bharat Bhumi pe Manushya Janma Hailaja. One who has taken his birth as human being, Indian human being, to him I am entrusting this message that this should be distributed all over the world, in villages, in towns, this message. So, I am especially speaking to the Indians present here, that you have got a responsibility on behalf of Lord Chaitanya. If you believe in our Shastra, in our Acharyas, then those who are present here as Indians, I request them to take this responsibility of spreading the this message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. And he says, Bharat Bhumi pe Manushya Janma Hailo Jar, Janma Sarthak Kori. Janma Sarthak Kori means, first of all, make your life successful. You cannot distribute this transcendental message without making your life successful. Janma Sarthak Kori. That means, persons who are born in India, they have got the facility for making life successful. Because there is immense treasure house of transcendental knowledge in India. It is known to everyone in every part of the world. Unfortunately, we Indians, we do not know the value of our spiritual treasure house. I have got one German god brother. He was formerly known as Mr. Hans Schulze. He is now Sadananda Swami. He is living in Sweden. And one of his disciples, Maman Das. What is his German name? Yes. He has written a very nice authorized book on Lord Chaitanya in German language, and it is a very big book, and paper bears 500 pages. It is approved by the Sweden University, and he has sent me. So, even a German gentleman, he is taking so much interest. And this, Mr. Schulze, he told me long about 40 years before. At that time, I was also householder. So, He told me that if some students come to Europe and then come to Germany, first of all, we try to test him how much he has got his original cultural knowledge. He said that if we find that this boy, the student, knows something of Indian original cultural life, then we welcome him. Otherwise, we reject. So, we Indians, we should know that we cannot imitate the Western country. They are far advanced. So far, materialistic way of life is concerned, he cannot compete with that. Just like some years before, there was industrial exhibition in India, in which the government was very much proud to show that they are manufacturing cycles and sewing machines. When Western part of the world, they are manufacturing and so many complicated machinery, we are proud of manufacturing cycle and sewing machines. Similarly, in every respect, in medicine also, there are so many laboratories in India, but still 75% of the medicines are imported from foreign countries. Because they are lying behind. So, my point is that in every country, in every human society, there is a special qualification. The day before yesterday, I was seeing one picture in the church of Haridwar. Millions of people assembled there for taking bath in the Ganges. In 1958, there was a special fair in Jagannath Puri. It was written in the almanac that on that particular day, if somebody takes bath in the sea and has an audience of Lord Jagannath, then he will be liberated. I was also there and with other friends. He will be surprised to know that was a few hours visit, about 6 million people accepted from all parts of India. And government had to make special arrangements for their taking bath in the sea and visiting the temple. Similarly, there is Kumbh Mela. These assemblies are not advertised. People know it by parampara. I'm speaking to you, you're speaking to your friends. In this way they know it. And on that particular day, they assemble at a place, just like prayer, on the confluence of Ganga and Jamuna. Millions of people will assemble. So it's still, in spite of our present leader's policy to completely eradicate all religious ideas, they have made secular states. But people are so bored that naturally they are inclined to take part in spiritual movement. That is the nature. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Bharat Bhumi Pe Manushya Janma Hai Gaya. to take one's birth in the land of India, to take one's birth as human being is great opportunity and now great. But still more great opportunity is there who has taken his birth in India. We must be proud, provided we do not forget our own baby culture. Unfortunately, the present policy is that students are being taught to forget their old baby culture and try to imitate the Westernized way of life, industrial life, technical life, that is being encouraged. But here I find that the young men and young girls and boys, both, they are very much interested about Indian original culture of spiritual life. Recently, you know, some yogi came and he simply blocked so many people that if you pay me $35, I will give you one personal mantra and I will be in transcendental life for 7 days. So, thousands and thousands of European boys and girls, as well as in America, they talk together. But later on they are frustrated. That means why the Indian youth are coming to the Western countries for advancement of technological knowledge. The Western boys and girls, they are hankering after spiritual life. This I have very particularly studied. I am here, not in Canada, in America. I came here in 1965 and I am studying the mind of the younger generation especially. They are hankering after something, a spiritual enlightenment, not only in America, also in Europe. And they expect something from India. Because it is a fact. I have read one book written by one Chinese gentleman. That book is recommended in the New York University for study. That Chinese gentleman is a very learned man. He has given comparative studies of all religion and philosophy. But he recommends that if you want to study religion as it is, then you have to go to India. So, our Indian spiritual culture is still adored and worshipped by the learned section of every part of the world. And especially in the in America and Germany and England, they are hankering after. We should be a little careful that this knowledge, transcendental knowledge, as distributed by Lord Chaitanya, should be seriously taken up by the responsible Indian present here. Unfortunately, I see that Indians are not very much interested. That is our misfortune. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted this mission that anyone who has taken birth as human being on the land of Bharatvarsha should learn these spiritual science very seriously, make his life successful and distribute all over the world so that people of the world may become happy. That was his mission. Now, this Krishna consciousness movement is started on this mission. On the mission of Lord Chaitanya, that to distribute Harirnama, Harirnama, Harirnama iva kevalam, kalo nasiva, nasiva, nasiva gudhyanam. That in this age of Kali, there are many differences of opinion for self-realization or transcendental life or religious life. But these common formulas, chanting of the holy name of God, can be accepted by everyone. Unfortunately, people in the present days, they think that God is dead. And what is the use of chanting something, somebody is dead, chanting the holy name of God who is already dead? The other day, I was speaking in the class that God is not dead. God cannot be dead. Neither you and me cannot be dead. There is living symptom in your body and there is living symptom in the cosmic manifestation also. Just try to understand what is God. Then place your verdict whether God is dead or not. How God can be dead? Just like when a man is lying on the floor, his vital condition, his pulses, his heart is going on, then how you can say that man is dead? Similarly, if you study the cosmic manifestation, of course, it is a subject matter to be learned very scrutinizingly with some help. That as your body is functioning nicely by a physiological arrangement, similarly, the body of the cosmic nature by physical arrangement, it is also moving nicely. Therefore, so long your bodily functions are going on nicely, you are not dead. Similarly, the Supreme Soul is also not dead because by the symptom of the gigantic body, universal body, we see that everything is nicely going on. The God is not dead. This is a statement of the crazy self. God is not dead, neither we are dead. Now, we being part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, our function is just to serve the Supreme. This example of body I have said many times in this class that as the part and parcel of your body, namely the hands, the legs, the eyes, the ears, they are meant for serving the whole body. Similarly, we being part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, we are also meant for serving the Supreme Whole. The body is not dead, we are also not dead. We shall be dead when we cease to function as part and parcel of the Supreme Whole. That is our death. It is very nicely analyzed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jayesam Purusam Sakshat Atma Prabhavam Isharam Navajanti Abhajananti Thanad Hrashta Patantadha. Now, just like this finger or this hand is blown from this body, similarly, the different parts of human total body is also born out of the whole body of universal body of God. They analyze that the intelligent class of men, they are born of the mouth of the universal form of God. The administrative class of men, they are born out of the arms of the universal form of God. The mercantile class of men, they are born out of the abdomen of the universal form of God. And the laborer class of men, they are born out of the leg of the universal form of God. Now, so far the body is concerned, either the mouth or head or the leg, no part of the body is less important, because every part of the body is required for proper function of the body. But by comparative study, the head is most important than all other parts of the body. If head is cut off from the body, then body becomes immediately dead. But if your hand is cut off from the body still remains alive. It is not dead. So, the intelligent class of men who form the head of the society, if they are lacking, if there is no intelligent class of men, then it is to be considered that sort of human society is dead, because the head is not there. Similarly, at the present moment, there is lack of intelligent class of men. Intelligent class of men, who is intelligent class of men? There are so many intelligent class of men. So according to Bhagavad Gita, intelligent class of men can be tested by some qualification. What is that? Sattva, Shauca, Sama, Dama, Tidikya, Ajava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asikam, Brahma Karma Sahab. Intelligent class of man means, first qualification is that you must be truthful. Then, Sattva, Shauca, he must be always clean. Vadhyam Antaram, he must be clean without and within. Without means on the external body, cleanliness means soap and water, but inside cleanliness means Krishna consciousness. So, Vadhyam Antaram Suchi, Sattam Saucham and Samam, controlling the mind, and Dham, controlling the senses, then Ajava, simplicity, and Tidiksa, tolerance, Jnanam, full knowledge, Vijnana, practical application of the knowledge. And Astikam and full faith in God. They are called intelligent persons. Now, if you put to this test of intelligent persons, hardly you will find one in thousand or one in million. Therefore, the present social structure is practically without any intelligent class or without any help. At the present moment, the whole society is going on by manufacturing some schemes that this scheme will be successful for the proper execution of our human activities. But another man into another plan. Therefore, in the political world, there are so many limbs and they are fighting with one another. That means there is no standard intelligence. I differ from you, you differ from me. Now, nobody knows who is intelligent. So by this analytical study, we can understand that at the present moment, there is need of intelligent class of man. Not that everyone should be intelligent, but even a small percentage of people is to become intelligent with these qualifications. Truthful, clean, and controlling the mind, controlling the senses, simplicity in behavior, and tolerance, and knowledge, application of knowledge in practical life, and full faith in God. That these nine symptoms, Brahma Karma Svabhava, the intelligent class of man is called Brahma according to Vedic literature. And the next class, the administrative class, is called the Kshatriya. And the next class is called the Vaishyas. And the general class of man is called the Shudra. So, even in that, according to Vedic literature, it is said that Kalo Shudra Samabha, in this age, practically, all men are on the standard of Shudra category. Kalo Shudra Samabha. So, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is started so that even one is born a Shudra by qualification, he can be raised to the standard of the highest intelligent class of man, Brahma, by Pancharatriki Vidhi. Then, by Pancharatriki Vidhi, it is said that it doesn't matter what a man is, but if he is trained up by Dikha process, Tathadikham Dhanina, Vijatvam Dhyatenina. Vijatvam means twice born. Twice born, they are the Brahmins are twice born, the Kshatriyas are twice born, and the Vaishyas are demons, higher class of men. They are called twice born. Why twice born? Because one birth is made by father and mother, and the next birth is made by baby's knowledge and spiritual mind. This is the system. So, nobody is born Brahmin or intelligent class of man, but by cultivation of knowledge, by practice, by good association, one can come to the higher standard of life. And when one is on the platform of goodness, then one has to transcend that platform of goodness and come to the platform of pure goodness. In the material world, even a man is Suppose you are a very good man, there is possibility of his being affected by the modes of passion and ignorance. But in the transcendental platform, which is called Visuddha Satta, pure goodness, there is no possibility of interaction of these three qualities of material nature, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. Bhagavad Gita concludes therefore, Jomam abhyavichargi bhakti yogena sevate sagunar samati taitana brahma bhujaya kalpate. If anyone engages himself fully and seriously in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, Jomam abhyavichargi bhakti yogena. Abhyavichargi means without any deviation. For the fixture and bhakti yogena and devotional service, if one is engaged, so that person, gunan means the three qualities, passion, ignorance and goodness, sagunan samatita. Samatita means completely transcendent. He transcends completely. Sagunan samatita etan. Brahma Vyaya Kalpate, he becomes situated on the platform of Brahma. And that is the highest perfection of knowledge. Now we are identifying ourselves that I am part of this material world. I am part of this land or that land. I am Indian because I am born in India. I am American because I am born in America. Everyone is thinking like that. That means I am part and parcel of the material world. But by this transcendental elevation to the platform of Brahma, when one becomes self-realized or understands himself as part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Homai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta, all these living entities are my part and parcel. Similarly, when the living entities in highest perfection understand that he is part and parcel of Krishna or the Supreme Brahma, his life is on the transcendental platform. That transcendental platform is also expressed in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Suchati Natam. As soon as one is situated in that Brahma platform, he is free from all anxiety. Immediately. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that Brahma Bhuta situation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Immediately. So, the Brahma Bhuta platform, which we have to attain after so much qualification, so much understanding, so much practice of yoga, dhyana, meditation, can be achieved in this age by the blessings of Lord Chaitanya, simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Simply by chanting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there, as I have explained, that one has to lift himself to the platform of Brahma Bhuta state, when one is free from all anxiety. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, what is the gain? The first gain is Jeta Dattvana Vajanam, cleansing of the heart. What is that cleansing? That I am thinking at the present moment in my material concept of life, that I am part and parcel of this matter, and when we come to the understanding that I have nothing to do with this matter. I am accidentally in contact with the matter, but my real position is that I am spirit soul, Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasannata. Aham Brahma. Aham Brahma. Lord Shankaracharya, he preached this philosophy that just try to understand, but don't try to misunderstand. Unfortunately, this understanding that Aham Brahmasmi, people are misunderstanding that I am God. Nobody can be God. God is supreme. God is great. We are very small. If I am God, if I am great, then how I have come to this position? How I have fallen from my Brahma-bhuta state? That is not actually understood. Brahma-bhuta-aham-brahmasmi means I am part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita and every Vedic literature that the living entities are just like sparks of the fire. Just like there is big fire and there are sparks also, a small particle of fire. That small particle of fire is also fire, but it is not as big as the big fire. Similarly, in quality, we are as good as Brahma. But in quantity, we are minute, infinitesimal, and he is infinite. That is the first. So this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, supported by the movement of Lord Chaitanya, chanting the holy name of Hare Krishna, we are trying to put on in this part of the world, in presence of the order of Lord Chaitanya, the Priti Vityasi Jatanagarasidram, so I request Indian ladies and gentlemen who are present here to join this movement. This is your duty. Because you are Indian, you have not received duty. If you forget your duty, then you are forgetting your identity. So my special request in this meeting is for the Indian ladies and gentlemen to support this temple, and by supporting this temple, by support this movement, it is good not only for the Indians, for everyone. It is no sectarian religion. It is completely scientific and philosophical. Everyone can accept it, not dogmatically, but with reason and argument. And you can practically see that all my students, none of them are Indian till now. They are all American. They are educated. They are intelligent. They are trying to understand it with all logic and philosophy. And when they understand it nicely, they take to it very seriously. So my request is that this is a very nice movement. Everyone, either Indian, American or Canadian, to take part in it and encourage us. Thank you very much.